Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 412. Roll Out. Eating Well While on the Go by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I like to try and bust myths and where I usually answer your questions. If you want your question answered, come by oldpodcast.com and submit your audio. Or you can always call in your question by dialing 61 I love OHD. And as a bonus, if you do submit a question, you get entered into small special raffles to win books on the first of every month. And let's start this post off with a quote. If you plan on being anything less than you are capable of being, you will probably be unhappy all the days of your life. Abraham Maslow. And with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Roll Out, Eating Well While on the Go by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. I got a story to tell. Back when I was in college, I had what could be considered the holy grail of on-campus jobs, circulation assistant. This is just a fancy way of saying that when you wanted to check out tomes of sacred knowledge and wisdom from the library, you had to come see this guy first. Not only did this position allow me to meet some pretty cool people, but it gave me some time to catch up on some pretty epic reading, one of my favorites being You Are Going to Prison, which made sure that I never went. Another perk was that we had a fridge in the back. This was around the time that I started gobbling up everything that I could related to nutrition and fitness, and one of the first dogmatic principles spoken down from the heavens is that you must eat every 2 to 3 hours, or else you are forever banished to the land of fatness. Please note the sarcasm in my voice. You do not need to eat every 2 to 3 hours to achieve your body composition goals. Clearly, this scared me to death at this point in my life, so I suited up. I cooked up my chicken breast, I steamed up my veggies, forget bagging up my protein, I brought the whole dang tub. And while we're at it, why the heck should I use a shaker bottle to make them when I can annoy everyone and bring the entire blender to work? It hurts me to say it, folks, but I was that dude. If you saw me walking around campus during those bleak days, you would have thought that I was going to war with my huge bag filled to the brim with food rations, electronic gadgets, and clanking bottles of ridiculousness, all for a 4-hour shift. Right idea, wrong application. I will say this about those days. I was pretty lean, only because having all those meals handy kept me from walking over to the student union and snatching ice cream pops and french fries right out of the mouths of hungry children and scarfing them down with reckless abandon. But I went about the process all wrong. I made it a lot more difficult than it needed to be. Tip number one, prepare one or two-ish meals. Preparing meals in advance can go a long way towards keeping you out of the gas station food aisle lurking for inglorious foodstuffs. I call these my in-case stuff happens meals. If you know you're going to be away from home base for a significant amount of time, it would be silly and more expensive to venture into the world and just leave your food choices to chance. This is one of the most practical and easily implementable tips you'll find, but many don't like to do it because it takes planning in advance. Do you remember, hopefully, long ago when your parents used to ask you if you had to go to the bathroom before you all left the house? Of course, the answer was no, until 10 minutes later, you were screaming for them to pull over because you drowned everyone in the car. It's kind of like that. because you'll be pissed at yourself for not taking the time to prep some meals after you find yourself eating the same crappy meals day in and day out instead of solving the issue before it became a problem. Most workplaces these days have a fridge that you can store your most perishable food in, so make sure to take advantage of this. If this isn't the case, you could also buy one of those precious lunch boxes that can hold an ice pack inside and keep your meats and such cool. I recommend going for the Sailor Moon lunchbox. Tip number 2. When in doubt, go for protein. It's hard to go wrong with this recommendation. Protein is the most satiating macronutrient around town and will help keep hunger at bay longer than the other macronutrients, in isolation, of course. Every Sunday, I'm away from home for a good 12 hours, so I like to cook up some burgers and veggies and take them to work with me and crush them about halfway through my shift to keep myself satisfied for the next 6 hours or so. Tip number 3, shake it up. I love protein shakes like Donald Trump loves money. When I know I'm going to be on the go for a while, they are the road dogs of my tummy satisfaction. Plus, they're pretty simple to make. Here's a good guide to go by in terms of getting the most bang for your buck. 1. Base liquid. Water or milk. The less water, the thicker the shake. You can add ice to sass it up. 2. Protein. Casein or a casein whey blend. The more scoops, the more protein you will have and the thicker it'll be. 3. Fruit. Blueberries, strawberries, bananas, apples, etc. Pretty much whatever fruits fit your taste desires. And 4. Extras like veggies, nuts, and olive oil. Yeah, I've gone the olive oil route before. Fun times. I like to drop a good 2 to 3 scoops and 1 pound of strawberries and blueberries. All the protein plus the carbs and fiber from the fruit help stave off hunger and sidestep the problem that most liquid nutrition runs into. It runs right through you with not much long-term satiation. Tip number 4, fend for yourself. I like this one because once you do it and are successful, it takes all the excuses out of not being able to eat right while on the move. Today, you're not packing a single item in your lunchbox because you're living off the fat of the land, baby. Simply leave the house in the morning and plan to find all your meals outside of it, doing the best that you can with the options available to you. When you set out on this mission, your mind will automatically begin to search for options that satisfy your objectives, which are as follows. 1. Contains mostly protein. 2. Is minimally processed. 3. Has some fiber in it. 4. Grew out of the ground or something growing from the ground. And 5. Some dude in a lab didn't make it. Surely there are foods out there that meet these requirements. Cooked rotisserie chicken at the grocery store? Check. Slightly bruised banana on the counter at the gas station next to the honey buns? Check. Baked potato from Wendy's? Check. I'm not part of the food Gestapo, so I realize that some other food is gonna make its way into your mouth, and that's completely fine. The goal here is to make the bulk of your intake meet the above requirements and to not sweat the small stuff. Some Cinnabon sticks won't kill you, but I might if you don't let me have a bite. Ha, just kidding. But seriously, can I have a bite? You just listened to the post titled, Roll Out, Eating Well While on the Go, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know, I've been preaching about planning meals on this show since, the beginning of time. I believe that's one of the most effective ways to eat regular, balanced meals. The one thing I'll mention are protein shakes, because Roger did spend some time talking about those. The one thing I want to remind you about protein shakes is just be careful about the brand. You want to make sure that what you're purchasing is of quality, like there's no impurities in there, like lead or plutonium, true story. And sadly, some supplement manufacturers slip in a little anabolic steroids in their protein mix. So again, I want you to be careful. A great website, a great resource to use is consumerlab.com. What they do is they're an independent company and they go in and test supplements for quality. Now, the website does require a subscription. I think it's around $24 a year or $2 a month, which is well worth it. If you happen to be a student at a medium to large size university, chances are your library already subscribes to their website. I know where I teach at Bastyr University, my students have access to it. And the other thing I'll say about protein shakes is I don't mind when folks use them occasionally. I don't like it when folks use them as kind of their crutch. It's something they like to use every single time they do a workout. And that's because we're learning our bodies typically digest and absorb real food better than manufactured food. And so I like that Roger mentioned that he uses protein shakes kind of just in case. And once again, before I go, if you want to possibly hear your question being answered right here on the show, plus be in special bonus raffles, come by oldpodcast.com to submit your audio. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. Hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.